Tuesday afternoon, we'd like to see the title of His Glory, Psalm chapter 21, verses 1 through 13. For online courses of the world, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, He asked life from you, and you gave it to Him, length of days forever and ever. What does the phrase of the length of days forever and ever mean? So first question in verse 4, what does the phrase of length of days forever and ever mean? Question 2, in verse 6, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. What characteristic of David can we see? What characteristic of David can we see? The last question 3 in verse 7, for the king trust in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Why will not he be moved? Why will not he be moved? Psalm chapter 21 just said, praise the Lord for the salvation of the Lord. To the chief musician, Psalm of David, which meaning David wrote in poetry to the chief musician to make a worship song to worship God, to praise the Lord, you know, for salvation of the Lord. Salvation of the Lord, in understanding, you know, the chapter 20, because the last chapter David prayed to the Lord when he faced the battle of trouble. Here, chapter 20, verses 6 through 9, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. So, which meaning David was anointed as the king. So, the Lord saved his anointed. So, God, you know, delivered David as anointed one, you know, from the trouble of battle or trouble of wars. He will answer him. So, God will answer David from his holy heaven. So actually God is omnipresent, so here in a holy heaven. So with the saving strength over his right hand. So here, and so David recognized, you know, God did so. Verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses. Some people trust in chariot, man-made things. Some people, you know, the God-made thing, all creatures thing. But we, the children of God, will remember the name of the Lord our God. We trust in creature, not in creatures. They have bowed down and fallen. So those people who trust in creatures anyway ultimately fall down, because creatures fade away, you know, someday, time as a memory. But creature is never fading away, but still existent forever. But we have a reason and stand upright. Save the Lord, O Hosanna. May the king answer us when we call. So here, you know, the king actually meaning, obviously David, you know, the king, but David is also a temporary king with the ultimate reference to David's progeny, Jesus Christ, an eternal king. So basically, may the king, eternal king, answer us, or as God, you know, answers us when we call. Then, verse 1, today chapter 21, so basically today chapter, main purpose, David recognized, you know, God did so. So David is honoring God. So here, verse 1, the king shall have joy. So the king, New King James Version, king is a small letter. So David shall have joy in your strength, because, you know, God delivered me, you know, from the trouble, from the battle of a word. So your strength, O Lord, and your salvation. So you are in a deliverance from, you know, the battle over trouble. Who are here, you know, salvation, in temporal salvation with the ultimate reference to eternal salvation. Eternal salvation, which means eternal salvation from eternal death. So here, in your salvation, how greatly shall rejoice. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you know, verse 16 through 18. So yeah, that's why, you know, Christian, we shouldn't rejoice always, because rejoice always is the will of God. Why? Because of salvation. We are saved eternally from eternal death. That's why we should rejoice always. Also, that is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Because even if we face, you know, certain trouble, certain, you know, finance burden and health burden, also, you know, car problem, you know, some like that, and a lot of problems, you know, but we can rejoice always because of, you know, our salvation. So God, you know, saved us. Also, even if we face trouble, God is with us. God is working through the salvation. That's why, you know, rejoice, you know, always. Here, verse 2, you have given him his heart desire. You know, God, you know, gave David desire. So God, you know, gave, God given desire is very important, not, you know, the carnal desire. Basically, God's desire, also Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 said, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good plans. God giver the children of God both to will to have a desire and to do for his good purpose, not, you know, your own flesh purpose. His good pleasure, God's giving here, and exactly David says so here. You have given, God have given David his heart desire, you know, for God's pleasure, and have not withheld, not stopped, not ceased the request of lips, Selah, which meaning God answered the request over his lips, over, you know, David's prayer. David's request, God answered, right? Bottom line, that is the desire was given by God for God's pleasure. That's why. Here also Selah. Selah is, last time we talked about Selah is interposed. So just singing is a stop, but the music in the background is coming out, and, you know, that kind of, you know, worship, you know, the music, you know, kind of, you know, poetry, you know, situation. Verse 3, for you meet him, God meet David with blessings of goodness. So God meet him with, God, you know, gave David, you know, blessings and goodness, good thing. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. So God, you know, the giver, you know, crown, gold, as a symbol over, you know, king, you know, over Israel. His head, David said, God set a crown of pure gold. Verse 4, he asked life. He asked life, meaning David, asked life from you, from God. And you gave it to him length of days forever and ever. God asks life, but the God gave, you know, David, life is forever. You know, eternal life, you know, what does it mean? That's the first question. Here, you know, David, with the ultimate reference to Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is coming from, you know, David's seed, you know, David's progeny. So that kind of things. Also, here, the 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, God gave, you know, covenant. Chapter 7, the covenant, you know, Davidic covenant. So, which meaning God gave agreement with David. So, that is to David. That's called Davidic covenant. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. And your house, David's house, and your kingdom, David's kingdom, shall establish forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. So basically, eternal kingdom, the promise was given by God to David. That's called the Davidic covenant. That kind of same, you know, context right here. So, David asked life, you know, but God given David, you know, eternal life, which means indicating Jesus Christ. Also, in the Bible, the other covenant, for example, Abrahamic covenant, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, God gave a promise to Abraham, I will make you a great nation, I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. So as you know, Abraham is the father of Isaac, also the father over Jacob, Israel. So the father over David, the father over Jesus, kind of thing. So through, you know, Abraham's becoming a great nation, you know, blessed him, that is called Abrahamic covenant. So covenant, you know, general meaning mutual agreement, but here in a covenant, you know, God gave it agreement, you know, to human, you know, that is a kind of meaning covenant. So new covenant also, the First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25, you know, Jesus Christ bloodshed and the broken body, you know, give us new covenant here. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood." So we are believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So Jesus' bloodshed cleansed away your sins completely. So you're becoming the children of God. That is a new covenant. So in the New Testament, there's a new covenant. Also another covenant, Noahic, the covenant is you know, basically the God said, you know, so no more the punishment, you know, with flood. The symbol is a rainbow. You know, that is Noah's, you know, covenant is in the book of, you know, Genesis 2. That kind of thing. But here, length of days are forever and forever. That is a Davidic, you know, covenant through David, the progeny, who is Jesus Christ, you know, shall establish eternal kingdom. Verse 5, his glory is great in your salvation. So here, David indicated the God's grace, because basically, you saved me from the battle of trouble. That's your glory. This is very important. When we face difficulty, most people ask the Lord, help me, seriously, sincerely, very, you know, honestly. But when, you know, they are receivers and answer, most of them forgot. That time they give, you know, the story, make up story. Most of them, you know, resolution power from by themselves. Rather than God, you know, disappears. That just is a very the common. Here, you have placed upon him. By the verse 6 said, basically, honor and majesty, you have, God have placed upon him. God have placed honor, majesty upon him. Which means, you gave me honor, majesty, me, you gave me. Consistently, publicly, openly recognize God. Very important, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. So here, you know, the person forever, some kind of eternity term. That's why, you know, this is called a messianic language. So David, you know, just singing, the making of, you know, is making poetry with the melody, you know, to the Lord. That time, sometimes an eternity term coming up forever, like forever and ever, like that. That kind of call is a reference, you know, ultimate reference to Jesus Christ, eternal. That's what they call, you know, messianic in language. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. At the bottom line, David, verse 5 and 6, simply, God did them for David, not me. God did them. Very important, very good, you know, characteristic, you know, so real low. Because the last time, you know, my car, Honda car, the radiator was broken. So 2 weeks ago on the highway, because that time temperature outside, you know, 110, you know, Fahrenheit. So, but I pull over in my car, you know, very slowly, you know, coming out in mechanic body shop. Mechanic body shop, you know, that guy, you know, told me this seemed, you know, out of order engine. So this car, you know, might be a total, you know, to junker car and, you know, something like that. Very serious kind of warning to me. Maybe junker fee, you know, $100, you may be reimbursed. Then I prayed, you know, to the Lord, you know, there in my heart, you know, Lord, you know, this car, the mainly used for, your ministry, not me. So, on the Sunday, right now, Brother Lucas' car, it's out of order. I should have picked him up, too. And I asked, service also, street evangelist, up to you, Lord, So, I just pray. Then, so I called, my wife, drove a car, to pick him up. So my wife told me, why didn't you take care of a car carefully, looks like recklessly, like that, so out of that, it's like that way. Then I prayed to the Lord. I called AAA, towing car, then I told that car the known Christian mechanic, guy. So he checked that, so he called me Pastor Wayne. Radiator is gone and we should replace the radiator. Then is about 3 hours later, he told me, Pastor Wayne, computer test didn't show up. Real problem, Honda radiator, two the fan motors, top fan motors, bottom fan motors. I discovered the bottom fan motors was out of order. So if we replace the radiator, but the bottom hidden, the fan motor doesn't work. So radiator still someday will would be broken again. So he told me. That's why, so where can I get radiator fan motor? So he told me auto part, I go to auto part store, I pick it up then give him, so he replaced. Right now, the air condition is very good, no problem at all. That time, God told me, outside the air condition worked, through is very good, but the hidden part, motor power. So exactly the same thing, Christian life, sometimes outside, one missionary passed the mathematical difficulty, but the outside it looks like, same thing so, but behind that, power, Holy Spirit, God's power. Amen. Very important though. So I shared this story to Lily, Korean people, the other people, that is, we should recognize God, publicly, immediately. Don't try and make up, yourself, to be a hero. Don't do so. The bottom line is God did so. It just in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 17 here, Jesus gave actually a story. Then as Jesus entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers. 10 lepers are there who stood afar off, because that time the lepers couldn't touch the healthy man. According to Deuteronomy law, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us, which means heal us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. Just as Jesus said, go show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. So whoever believed in Jesus' word said then, are working in order to show priests, while they were working to priests, they were cleansed. And one of them, and when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. One of ten, only one guy glorified God, because glorified God, Jesus Christ is God. God did so, he glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet. Fell down meaning worship, to whom? To Jesus Christ, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Here in a Samaritan. So Samaritan that time is treated as a dog. So very despised people, but his heart to dedicate to the Lord. He's fell down on his face at Jesus' feet and giving him thanks. He made true worshiping God, Jesus Christ. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? So only one of 10 come to recognize God did so. Exactly here, David recognized God did so. That's why you have made me. You have made me. Sometimes when I prepared for this sermon, also I thought of this word, in my heart, hidden up. Yeah, sometimes I was tempted to honor by myself rather than God. Actually, God did so, God gave opportunity, God gave everything. So now, the car is working very well, So last Sunday, we, glorified God, brother Henry, brother Lucas, Eric glorified God, Very, good car, in good condition. Yesterday, my wife, drove my car. She told me, Wayne, this car looks like a brand new car. Lord, like that. Recognize God is very important. Verse 7. For the king trust in the Lord. Very important. The king is a New King James Version. Is unlike in King James Version. King James Version, there is no indicated capital letter, small letter. But the New King James Version distinguish capital letter, small letter. Small letter indicating in this context, David. But capital letter indicates Jesus Christ and some kind of thing. Here, New King James, a small letter. The king, David, trusts in the Lord. And through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Or he shall not be removed. This is question 3. Why David's shall not move the mercy? The reason is trust in the Lord. The question is trust in the Lord, because your trust in the Lord so kept your mercy. God's grace, God's mercy still kept. If your lack of trust kept you from God's mercy and God's grace, blocked God's grace based upon your faith. Here, that's why the king trusts in the Lord through the mercy of the Most High, or through the mercy of God. He shall not be moved, or he shall not be removed, he shall not be abandoned, so he shall not be forsaken. So, verse 8, your hand will find all your enemies. Here, all. Your hand, God will find any enemies and any rebels against God. Your right hand will find those who hate you. So God knows who areas they hate me. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. This fiery oven talks about in Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. And after the millennial kingdom, then the deaths and Hades were cast into the lake of fire, or Gehenna. This is the second death. So the second death, subject to all unbelievers, at the throne, great, throne and white judgment. So into the lake of fire, but here fiery oven. So David prophesied, in the future. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, swallow them up, and the fire shall devour them. So exactly the last lake of fire indicating here. Their offspring you will destroy from the earth, offspring, their descendant as well, and their descendant from among the sons of men. Their descendant also, their descendants, their follower of rebellious heart. For they intended evil against you, but the rebels, they intended evil against God. They devised a plot or a scheme or a mischievous device, plot which you are not able to do perform. So they block, right now is my friend, Kenya education missionary, and his wife and together really had a heart to dedicate certain user right, vacant huge land, over 10 acres to cabbage when I'm here. But still, some guy there is through man, through the gossip kind of certain blog, evil, against the gossip mover, like that, very skimmy. Here, also Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? Not glorified thing, vain thing. So basically to seek for their own, you know, profit or their own fleshy things, vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves. The kings, the secular kings, set themselves, glorify themselves, not, you know, to God. And the rulers take a counsel together. Rulers, you know, ask together. That's why, you know, church is government, basically theocracy, which meaning ruled by God. That is a church government. So not in democratic, which meaning, you know, exactly like take a council together, you know, the council by themselves, that's democratic. Against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, basically that is against the Lord, against his anointed, you know, God anointed people. When, you know, we watch it on TV, you know, some comedian, sitcom, they make up a lot of joke, you know, pastors, you know, so against the anointed, you know, the people, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their clothes from us. They are, you know, really sneakily destroying, you know, the kingdom of God, you know, extending, you know, kingdom of God. But he who sits in the heaven shall laugh. But the God, you know, shall laugh. God is shall ridicule, you know, those schemes. The Lord shall hold them in derision. So God, you know, to destroy, you know, those, you know, scheme, you know, to, like their plot here. They devise the plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore, God will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string toward their face. Basically, God is ready to destroy all rebels. That's why, you know, certain, you know, the evil doing looks like, you know, temporarily successful, but we know that ultimately they will fail. So therefore, verse 13, here David honoring God. Be exalted, O Lord. This is the main theme. That's why the title, His Glory. Not is my glory. Glorify God. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. Because your own strength, not my own strength to victory, to battle over trouble, to battle work. Your own strength. Because your own strength, I passed the mathematics. Your own strength, not me, your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. You will sing, that's why we will sing, praise your power. We are honoring you. So let's just see each question. Question one, in verse 4, he asked the life, David asked the life from you, from God, and you gave it to him. God gave David to a life, to give him life to David. So which meaning David was not killed, you know, during the battle of the world. But here, length of days forever and ever. What? Forever. We know that, you know, the first king, you know, David was dead, you know, before Solomon. But here, forever. So what does the phrase of length of days forever and ever mean? David's life with ultimate reference to his progeny, Jesus Christ's life. So eternal life, so indicating Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ, the progeny or the descendants of David. Question two, in verse 6, for you have made him, you, God has made David most blessed, here also forever, so eternity. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. What characteristic of David can we see? You did so. David publicly, openly recognized God did so, not me. God did this better. So here we see, you know, David's characteristic to honor God. Very important. That's why God loves him. Although David, you know, committed an adultery, you know, committed a murder, you know, but David repented, and, you know, David is really, you know, the following, you know, God's heart. And that's why God loves David. Our last question, 3, in verse 7, for the king trusts in the Lord. New King James, King, a small letter. David trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. David shall not be removed. Why? There is because David's trust in the Lord. So if we trust in the Lord, we shall not be abandoned. We shall not be removed through God's mercy and God's grace. Let's just sing song, last song, then we will pray with the Lord's Prayer.